Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Word for Today with Ray. Before we get started today, let us say a short prayer. Heavenly Father, once again, we come to you with your Word open and our minds ready to receive from you. I pray that you will bless our time of study together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's story comes from the book of Jonah, chapter 1 and verse 15. And I titled it, Jonah Cast into the Sea. After the attempt of rowing to safety in opposition to Jonah's request to throw him out of the ship, the mariners traveling to Joppa cried out to God that he might spare them from innocent blood. They knew the Lord had done as he pleased. And in chapter 1 and verse 15 of this prophecy, we see how the mariners, as a last resort, took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea. We read, "So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging." The verse begins, "So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea." The writer began with the words, "So they took up," or the mariners carried, lifted up, supported, sustained, endured, and swept away Jonah, whose name means dove, and cast him forth, or hurled, carried away, and threw Jonah into the sea, which refers to the large body of water in which the ship sailed. As a final resolve, with nothing else that could be done to save themselves, the mariners threw Jonah into the sea as he requested. The verse goes on to say, "And the sea ceased from her raging." The writer continued, "And the sea," which refers to the large body of water in which the ship sailed, "ceased," or stood still, remained, endured, stopped, was set and stood firm from her raging, which means indignation, storming, and wrath. When the mariners threw Jonah into the sea, the winds and wave calmed down and stopped raging immediately. When we consider these words of the writer, we see how the obedience of the mariners made their stormy surroundings calm. We wonder why the mariners didn't obey Jonah's request earlier. However, this is much like those who are in opposition to God Almighty and His Son, Jesus Christ. Many who have surrendered their lives to Jesus as Lord and Savior often wonder, "Why didn't I do this earlier?" The truth is, all we have is now to make that kind of decision. And if there are winds raging and sea billows rolling in our lives, perhaps it is because we have not thrown something out or surrendered in some area in which we are involved. May the Holy Spirit bring to our minds and hearts those Jonahs that need to be cast forth, and let the raging seas and winds in our lives be calm again. Next time we see the mariners throw Jonah into the sea. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.